once a normal, voluptuously beautiful woman, she drove into a nightmare of horror and saw descending from the sky a titanic monster whose fearsome touch became a frightful curse.
You think I'm drunk, don't you? All of you! I'm not drunk! I'm not! You've got to believe me!
Please.
It was right in the middle of the highway, 30 feet tall!
Once she's in the booby hatch, throw the key away. That'll put you in the driver's seat. You'd make a wild driver, Harry. With 50 million bucks.
What she saw was beyond belief until others, too, faced its hideous, uncontrollable menace. Attack of the 50-foot woman, incredibly huge, with incredible desires for love and vengeance.
But like I mentioned before, you know, it is very close to Attack of the 50-foot woman. It was part of the same kind of group of movies that came out around the same time. And, you know, Attack of the 50-foot woman is fun. It has some pretty striking images towards the end of, you know, because we really only see like 10 minutes of the 50-foot woman in this movie that's like barely an hour long. So that's so that's kind of fun. But, you know, I think in comparison, and I briefly mentioned this before, Attack of the 50-foot woman is very campy, but doesn't, in my opinion, doesn't have that much else to it. Like, we spend so much time on her sort of like dirty, rotten husband that, you know, it's hard to really enjoy like kind of like the campy sci-fi aspects of it, in my opinion. So in comparison, The Amazing Colossal Man is more stylish, more complex, again, not to really like oversell it too much, and it just has some like nutso images and scenes that I won't be forgetting anytime soon. So yeah, my preference is clear between those two movies.
Yeah, I think you're right on. I think the Attack of the 50-foot Woman, I understand, and I understand why it's a cult favorite. I love the last 10 minutes when she is just kind of walking around. It doesn't live up to the hype of the poster,
right?
But when she smashes her hand through that dive bar and like smashes her husband, I thought that was pretty great.
That is great for sure. And some of the shots right around then, when she's like walking through the barren desert and like there's this weird glow around her, which is probably a result of the like superimposition, like the kind of double exposure that they did in the camera to create that effect. It's a really strange ghostly image in Attack of the 50-foot Woman. And there are similar things in The Amazing Colossal Man as well.
Yep. And I agree with you that The Amazing Colossal Man, I think stylish is the right word that you used. 50-foot Woman is a little, maybe too bare bones. And it's, when I reviewed that film earlier, I was just so taken aback by the, not in a great way, just more like a, the use of what looked like paper mache to create a giant woman's arm.
Yeah, it is not a convincing effect at all. And that's okay. Like, it doesn't always have to be convincing, but it's especially like ridiculous in that case. Yeah.
so incredibly campy. Okay. 50-foot Woman will continue to come up in this conversation because I think they just, like, they'd be a great double bill together if you wanted to watch, have a night of giant people movies.
Yeah. And like, if you watch both of them back to back, it would barely be more than like 2.5 hours long. So it'd be great.
Oh man, that's so not crazy.
Yeah. They use stock footage sometimes to show the, like, to introduce the Korean War flashbacks. And I just kind of always love stock footage in movies. Like, I think it's fascinating to see something that's clearly taken from a different source. Like in this case, probably like a war documentary or like a newsreel or something.
Yes. I always like that too. Cause I like that kind of stock footage. When they recycle footage from another film to just beef up the runtime, I'm not really a fan of that choice, as you know, that just seems like a lazy choice for me. I'm just bringing this up to tie into the War of the Colossal Beast. If you get a chance to see it, it's also available on YouTube. It is a it's a fascinating film. I think it's more action packed than the predecessor, but it fills like 20 minutes of its 80 minute runtime with stock footage from The Amazing Colossal Man.
Yeah, that's not great. I'm not a huge fan of that sort of thing either. It's like interesting in a way that there was such a like almost incestuous relationship, to use that, you know, like a weird usage of that word, but it's interesting, but it does seem a little bit lazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know, if you want to watch War of the Colossal Beast, just get ready to basically rewatch The Amazing Colossal Man.
I mean, it's not it's not the worst thing in the world to rewatch. So no. I would gladly do so. But yeah, I mean, like, you know, some it's original footage probably would have been better. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's worth it. This is a movie, like, we watched this into separately, but now that I'm laughing about it with you, like, we got to watch this type of movie with a group of people, I feel like.
For sure. Maybe some more like AIP, American International movies, if we watch them in the future. We're going to have to like do them together from now on. Yeah.
Yeah, get a group together.
No! She's a girl who loved a man. A man who, in a flash, became a living threat to humanity. A danger so awe-inspiring that they tried to hide his existence from the world.
What happened? What made him grow?
Glenn Manning is growing from 8 to 10 feet a day. The moment, he's 18 feet tall. Tomorrow, he'll be 26 feet. The next day, 35, maybe 40, and the next day...
But you've got to stop it!
I don't want to grow anymore!
Day and night, scientists search, trying every experiment their brilliant minds can conceive, finding the expected, the unexpected, and the shocking. For the immeasurable power of this ever-growing mammoth portends a fate that terrifies the universe.
Drive it in hard. We have to penetrate the bone in the first ejection. Ready?
Look out, he's reaching down!
We want to help you to get well.
Manning's disappeared, Eric. We can't find him anywhere on the grounds.
Police Chief Benson has asked me to tell you to stay in your homes. Stay in your homes.
A man once loved by a woman, now feared by the whole world.
A 60-foot giant in the streets of Las Vegas.